Tom Brady talking words, 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 as Ted Johnson would say here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to that in a minute. He was on a podcast with Joel Klatt. But first,
he had a lot to say.
He does, and we're going to hear some of it, and I think you'll have a lot to say in reaction to Tom having a lot to say. But first, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Brandon in Boston wants to react to our Drake May talk. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I don't even think Drake May should even be mentioned in the top 10. He hasn't proven nothing. I'll give you some stats in this college. In 2022, he's played 14 games, 7 interceptions, 5 fumbles, a total of 12. That's for misconception, mismanagement of the ball. Okay, in 2023, he played 12 games, 9 interceptions. That's 11 for management of the ball. And in NFL, he got worse. 13 games, 10 interceptions, 6 fumbles. That's a total of 16 mismanagement of the ball. So to even say he's projected in the next 3 years to probably be in the top 10 and be, what, 7 you guys said? Shouldn't even be in discussion. He hasn't proven anything. And for me, I didn't even want him as my QB. I had Jaden Daniels first. Then I had Joe Milton. Then I had J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon. We don't need to recap here.
I love Brandon's takes. I love, but I mean, he's right to point that out.
Yeah.
If I said to Brandon, well, he had 4 different coordinators his last 3 years, and then he's going on his 4th new offensive coordinator 4 years in a row.
Yep.
Does that change your opinion on it a little bit?
It's not great. I mean, the results are the results, right?
Like you go, okay, well, maybe this is who he is.
Right. But there's definitely part of that. And Fitzy, this is why the Josh Allen comps come. Because Josh Allen, I always go back to it. If you watched his highlight video coming out of Wyoming, you said, my God, this guy can do things I've never seen before. If you watched his low-light video, you said, my God, this guy will be bagging my groceries in a year. These are some of the worst plays I've ever seen. You grow as a professional, right? Like, that's why Josh McDaniels gets paid a lot of money, to take a clay piece that is talented and mold it into a good NFL player. So to just disregard Drake May because he hasn't done it is disregarding development and potential and all those things that he brings to the table.
Yeah, but Josh Allen's development largely attributed to not just his own work ethic and his physical skills, but also the work that Brian Daboll did with him up in Buffalo. And it took him a while to turn him into one of the best quarterbacks in football. Wasn't until the second half of his second year that he really put things together and he became very dangerous. And then in 2020 took off like a freaking bottle rocket. Drake May never had a game to my memory. Drake May never had a game last year as bad as some of Josh Allen's worst games in 2018 and early 2019, when he was turning the ball over multiple times and losing Buffalo the game before the rest of the team had a chance to win it. So that's why you should be excited for what Drake May could do this year with McDaniels.
And obviously, any list that's talking about 2 or 3 years down the road is based on projection and potential. Sometimes bad projection. If you're 30 years old, the projection will say, oh, you're probably going to lose a step and your production's going to fall off because of the natural evolution. If you're 22 years old, people assume you're going to get better and maybe be higher on that list. Let's go back to the phones. Our buddy Justin in Washington talking about quarterback play. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I have a question for you three guys. And it's, can a QB learn how to be clutch, or is this something innate like Andy's statement on superstars like Roman Anthony? You know it when you see it the first time. And I ask that because while I am a Patriots fan, we watched it all with Tom Brady. Last year, Jaden Daniels, who the last 3 seasons had 3 different offensive coordinators, came in, and in almost every situation that was clutch, he won. And the trait would be decision-making late in games. And he won to the point where not only in the stands did everybody think that he was going to win, but his teammates all knew that they were going to win, and they said it in all these post-game interviews. And I ask, because Drake May's kind of been the opposite. The stupid turnovers that the last caller referenced, only 1 win, even Peyton Manning got 3 in his horrendous rookie season. And he had a lot of back-breaking fumbles and interceptions late. So can Drake May learn this, or is this kind of what we're in for, the Sam Darnold experience?
Thanks for the call, Justin. Ted Johnson.
Oh, it's. I mean, it's, that's a good question.
Yep. What's the answer?
And I think you can make a case for both. I think you can teach it out of them, and I think it is an innate kind of thing in a player as well. I think it's both. My hope is that you can teach it out of him. Josh is going to, I think part of the struggle with this offense is to take a major step forward, you have to take a few steps backwards before you can start doing that. I think that's is kind of what is going on with Drake May. My hope is that you can teach him how to become clutch and make the right decisions late in games. If you have the proper coaching and teach him, how to execute in those high pressure moments. I think it can be taught.
Fitzy, I also think it can be contagious, and it's why I've said to you for almost a year now, one of my great regrets as a Drake May fan and a Patriots fan is that the Tennessee play was not a game-winning touchdown. Because if that were a game-winning touchdown, and Justin's talking about it, you go in the huddle or you're watching from the stands, Drake May right now faces, geez, I hope he doesn't turn it over with the game. If you watch that play, maybe that's the first time where you go, yeah, we got Drake May. We'll win this. He always makes play. Remember that Tennessee play? He did it against them.
Oh, the Tennessee game. Oh, the one where he threw an interception to lose the game at the end?
If you could eliminate that, I feel like it's stupid to say. Maybe it's stupid. I feel like that could change perception of Drake May right there, and that could snowball for the positive, but he doesn't quite have that yet, Fitzy, and I think that's something he needs to learn and earn.
Yeah, he's got to learn that, and I think that's why Josh McDaniels is here. Plenty of people have fancy playbooks with neat plays and rub routes and screens and deep passes and stuff that you've never seen before. But Josh McDaniels, I think, was explicitly hired to be able to get the most out of Drake May and also bring along an offense that the organization was comfortable and familiar with. This is still kind of like the end of his rookie year. He only started 11 games. Oh, and he started 11 games on the worst team in football last year as well. So if anybody deserves a breakfast ball or two, it's Drake May.
Now, the flip side of that is Brandon brings up college. And that's part of his resume, too. We can't just pretend that Drake May began existing here in New England when he arrived a year ago. College happened. Different coordinators, different line, different reasons. But he himself admits they were never able to get over the hump. They'd win a few games to start the year, and then they'd get to a big game that they needed to kind of enter the national conversation, and they'd lose. And I believe his phrase was sort of the story of my career at North Carolina. I don't love that, because in today's football, the quarterback is the most important guy. He decides winning and losing a lot, especially at North Carolina, right? It's not Georgia versus Alabama where it's really team versus team. They're all loaded. You're at North Carolina. If you find a way to win, you should be able to find a way to win at North Carolina. So there's a little bit of me that worries about Justin's question. Like, does he not have it? Does he not have special? Does he not have clutch? And how does he develop that? Back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rick in Rhode Island. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, how you doing? First time, long time. I was just calling in regards to that the dink that just called in not too long ago talking about Drake May's stats in college.
Yes, Brandon.
Yeah, he brought up his fumbles and his interceptions, but he left out his completion percentage, his touchdowns.
Yes, okay, thanks for the call, Rick. Yeah, he did some good things in college. That's why he was the number three pick in the draft. His redshirt sophomore year, he was like 5,000 yards, some stupid number, one of the greatest seasons in ACC history statistically from the quarterback position. And that conference, I know we poo-poo maybe North Carolina, what they are as a mid-major, and that's a good football conference. There's been some good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Might have heard of Deshaun Watson, pretty good player, came through there. So there's been some talented guys.
And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that.
Well, you know what we can't really dismiss? Any of this. The good stuff is real. Ted Johnson, your love for his speed, his footwork, yep, his arm strength. The bad stuff, the fumbles, the interceptions, the losing, they're all real.
I've made excuses for him. I've given him the benefit of the doubt. That's done after this year. So this year is going to be a huge year for my kind of how I feel about Drake. I think he's got special abilities, but is he a winner? Is he a franchise player? That remains to be seen. I still need to see it, but I'd rather have a guy that has this raw ability that you can kind of hone in and at least get him focused to get him into the quarterback you want to be, as opposed to not having that and trying to, you know, make him into something special. It'd be a harder road to go that way.
So we'll call this the anti-Brandon Fitzy, as he's always capable of doing. Dan Ball sends me the information we need. The 2022 ACC Player of the Year. He had 4,329 yards passing, 38 touchdowns compared to just 7 interceptions, completed 66% of his passes. He had over 308 yards per game, finished 10th in the Heisman, and that was his breakout, I just arrived kind of year. Yes, Dan Ball.
And the number you were looking for, he led all of the NCAA in total offense, 5,019 total yards of offense that year.
5,000 yards of offense in college.
And 19.
That's pretty damn good. So, again, this is all part of his resume.
It's in there.
Right? Like, that can happen. Let's get that to happen. What is the reason that happens? How do you make the – is that coaching? Is that talent around him? Because you remember the next year he lost his slot receiver, the guy that went to the Colts that he loved.
Josh Downs.
Like, there's some – those are all factors in this development, and that's why it's on Ted's guy, Mike Vrabel. It's on Josh McDaniels. It's on Cowden and Elliott Wolf to find the right – combination of talent around him, the right receivers that work. But I am interested to see this. There's a little bit, Fitzy, of a passionate polarization going on in Patriot Nation where you're getting some seemingly kind of Drake May haters or pushback, and then you have the ardent supporters.
Well, yeah, Brandon brought up Joe Milton. Joe Milton, he thinks, is better than Drake May.
Yeah, that seemed ridiculous. Did anybody but see there's the other highlights fans,
you think you don't? How'd he do? How'd he look?
It wasn't great. He pulled a Chisholm in the fourth quarter. He was good.
So his game highlights, not as good as his practice highlights.
No, there were a lot of what I would call traditional throws where the ball went in the air and was nowhere near the intended receiver, which is kind of the story of Joe Milton's career. But Fitzy, you're the man of the people. You're the pulse of the people in Patriot Nation with a lot of P's there popping. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there is a little polarization going, like some people that just love Drake May all in, and then others that are kind of haters are like, he hasn't really done anything, guys.
I'd say it's 80-20, 80%. He's the next guy. He's it. I'm not calling him Brady, but we got our guy. Now it's time for Vrabel, Diggs, Henderson, and especially McDaniels to bring out the best in him. And then there is a little sect that I had somebody earlier today when Mego and I were doing a Six Rings podcast say, can't wait for Drake to exit the puppy phase and become a real dog. Like, some just like still making mistakes, still looks like he's learning, still looks like he's thinking, and he isn't fully executing the offense. To which I say once again, he's 11 games into his career. Ted, you pointed out 3 years, 3 new coordinators from college to the pros. Like, give the kid a chance. That's why I'm not passing judgment till at least the middle of October. I need 5-6 games under McDaniels to start getting an idea how his development's going.
I won't insinuate that he's at a career crossroads, but I will say this. If you're a franchise quarterback,
Cole Strange,
who's dropping like a stone on the depth chart. Anyway, but we do have this thing out there that there's this belief over the last quarter century, basically, if you're a franchise quarterback, you make the playoffs in your first 2 NFL seasons. He didn't make it last year. That means there's some pressure to make it this year, or he's the exception that proves the rule or whatever.
Next week's interview with him. Make sure it's tell him that he's at a career crossroads.
617-779-7937, rolling with your opinions, reactions, and hopes for Drake May. But up next, we do need to get to that Tom Brady audio with Joel Klatt. He's talking about Bill Belichick, a guy he chose to leave once upon a time, but it doesn't sound like he has any ill will anymore. Tom Brady's comments on Bill Belichick next here on WEEI Afternoons.